Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about letting go of everything, including the people that we love in the way that they used to be, so that we can move into new situations with the people that we love in the way that they will be, and everything else that goes with that. So a complicated topic for sure. Before we dive into this, quick shout out to new listeners in Buffalo, New York. Welcome aboard. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts and questions, follow the link in the show notes to the virtual ashram. Sign up for the email list and you can email me your questions directly. You will also notice some brand new links right below the live stream feed in my office there, where you can text me your questions or even call and leave me a voicemail. Give it a try. Let me know what you're thinking and how I can help. So letting go of everything. We talk about letting go a lot. But what would it mean to actually, truly let go of everything? What does that mean? If you could detach from every aspect of your life, if you could really actually let it go, then in theory, you could instantly then shift into any new situation that you could define. So let's talk about defining situations that we want. Currently, you define what you want based on what you've experienced so far. You look at your life and you decide that you like some things and other things need to be improved or changed completely. You define a new situation that you want. Now that new situation has some old pieces and some new pieces. And then you try to let go of the old so that you can welcome the new. But new, as you have defined it, has some old in it. Right? You chose to keep some pieces of what you used to have. But what if you could let that go too? So let me give you an example. At this point in my life, I'm ready for some radical change. I'm selling my house and I'm planning a temporary stint in a local apartment while my youngest son finishes high school. And I'm trying to manifest a buyer for my home quickly because this is not a fun process. I would like to get it over with. And I like a lot of things about my current situation. I plan to keep my amazing husband and my son just as they are because they're wonderful and they're perfect. And I plan to change out my house for an apartment, but I want to keep my dog just the way he is because he's awesome. And I like my clothes and I like my favorite meals. But I may change my daily routine, walking the dog more since he will not have a yard, and I may work out at a different time since I won't have to drive to the gym. So you can see here how I have some things that I want to change and some I want to keep the same. And there are some things that I might change or I'm willing to change if needed. So here I sit trying to manifest a buyer for my house, and I've not had one yet. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons. Pandemic, for one of them. But it occurs to me that I'm trying to take my husband and my son and my dog with me just exactly the way that they are now. But here's the problem with that. The husband who has gone through this house sale with me will not be exactly the same husband that I have now. He will have evolved through the experience. And we will have evolved as a couple. And I will have evolved. And I will be different. And my son, who gives up his expansive wing of this giant house for a meager bedroom in an apartment, will have evolved too. Even my dog will have evolved and grown through this process of change. I cannot take them as they are now into this new phase, because that process will have changed them, probably in wonderful ways. I must meet them as they will be, their evolved selves, in this new phase. Better yet, we can walk together through this process of change to become who we will be in this new life scenario. Do you see the difference? So it's not enough to let go of the aspects that you want to change. You must let go of yourself. You must let go of everyone else, at least as they are now. You must let go of every little aspect of here and now if you want to get to somewhere else. You must evolve and change and grow through the experience of this life upgrade that you want. And you must allow others to evolve and change too. We don't want to be grasping at them, trying to keep them the same, when time and process and change changes us all. So, how can you truly let go of everything? The answer might be in a meditation technique that I've enjoyed for a long time, but I recently had neglected and started to revisit it. So let's try it now. It goes like this. We'll sit comfortably. Breathe deeply. Let it out. Relax. Let's do another breath, and this time we'll let it out intentionally, but slowly. Take your attention slowly from wherever it is right now. It's often in your head. Move your attention down to your lower dantian. Now, your lower dantian, for those who don't know, is a space deep in the gut. So if you have not located it before, start at the belly button. Go down a couple of inches and then go deeper into the belly from there to roughly the middle of the body. And you'll know when you've found it because you'll feel this very subtle kind of opening in that space. So take your attention down to that lower dantian. And as you come down from your head, down through your body, imagine all your worries, your responsibilities, your possessions, your situation, and your very self are just bags and backpacks slung around your shoulders. Take them off, one by one. Lay them down. You can pick them back up on the way out if you want to. But for now, as your attention goes down further on its path towards the lower dantian, lay them down and leave them. Let go of each thing and each person until all you have to let go of is you. Now let go of that too. put it down. Meet the infinite divine presence in the lower Dantian with nothing, not even your current self. See your body dissolve away as there is nothing left for it to contain. See your energy spread out across the neighborhood and the town, across the country, expanding across the whole world now. You contain the whole world now. Expand out into everything, join with everything. And when you're ready, bring it back in. Pull it back in, into your town, into your neighborhood, into your home, into yourself. And emerge up out of the lower Dantian. And you can pick up all that baggage on the way back up if you want to. Or you can leave it where you left it. Feels a good bit lighter now, doesn't it? Now that was a fairly advanced meditation exercise. If I lost you on that, keep trying, because that was not a beginner level. That would be what I would call a more advanced meditation. But from this vantage point, in theory, you could drop into any new situation at any time as the new you with the new them and the new situation evolved. Now, will that make manifesting faster? Well, I don't know. But it sure will make it easier and more enjoyable. I'll give it a go and report back. And you let me know how this does for you as well. So as we're recording this particular podcast, we're in a unique situation here amidst the pandemic. This is a cause of enormous stress for a lot of people. And so this technique could be really wonderful for letting go of all the worry and all the stress. So give that a go. Again, the technique is to imagine that all of your worries, the situation you're in that you don't like, even this persona that we call you, that walks this earth right now, this character, this avatar, they're all just bags hung on your shoulders, and you can choose to set them down just for a little while. As you kind of move your attention deeper into the body. And this is going to have a grounding effect. And it may have another effect that you may not choose to pick up all those bags on the way back up. Give it a try. See if this at least helps your stress level in this most challenging time. Send me a note. You can text me now. You can call me now and leave a voicemail. You can sign up for the email list and ask questions by email and let me know how I can help. I don't have all the answers, but most of the time, I've got the questions. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you next time. And as always, I am wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.